Know right off. Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. I believe the Holy Spirit shared with me that to call this year, 2023, a year of great and mighty things. And you know, there's a song that said he keep doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Our God is great and mighty. Great and mighty is he. That's the name of it. Great and mighty is he. That's it. Because he's great and mighty, this coming year, it's going to be a year of great and mighty things. Amen. Amen. Now, let's get into this in Mark the 11th chapter. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Mark the 11th chapter. I know you know it by heart, but turn there anyway. I know you memorized it, but turn there anyway. Mark 11, 22. And we'll look at verse 22, 23, and 24. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, what I need you to do, if you have a pen or pencil, write up under there, shall not doubt with the heart. Now, Peter talks about the hidden man of the heart. And he says the hidden man is the spirit. Hallelujah. So you can read this scripture and shall not doubt with your spirit. Shall not doubt with the spirit. Now, in Romans chapter 10, Paul talks about with the heart or the spirit, man believeth, or he believes. See, man is a spirit. And so that man, spirit man, believes. Are you with me here?
Yes, sir.
You tracking? Now, I know we just read here in Mark, but I want to kind of upgrade it because the Bible is a book of progressive revelation. It says, and shall not doubt in the heart. But Paul says, and shall believe with the heart. Right. So I want you to get this. So you don't doubt with your heart. The scripture says here, and shall believe, where? Believe with the heart.
Cool.
Believe with the heart. So the believing is to be where the doubting is not to be. Can you get this? We coming? I'm coming with it. So let's look at it. Who are we? We're a spirit being. Come on, say, I'm a spirit being. That's what God deals with. God is a what? Spirit being. Now look at the patterns. Let me lay this pattern before you before I really get into it. I want you to always remember this pattern. Always remember. When this revelation grows big in you, your whole life is going to be constantly changed. Genesis chapter 1 shows us a pattern that God operates in all the time. We see the Bible says, in the beginning, Elohim, which means he who is mighty, powerful, dreadful, Elohim. That's the Hebrew name for God, Elohim. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Then we see in verse 2, and darkness was upon the what? The very face of the deep, or the face of the water. Then we see, and the Spirit of God moved. You remember that? Remember that. Greek says hovered, brooded. Now, I had been saying this for the longest before I heard someone else say that or make this statement, because I was brought up on a farm and we had chicken. And chicken at a certain time of season would want to hatch their egg. Are you listening to me? I can't recall one ever wanted to sit. We call the hen is sitting. I never known one to sit in the winter. They always would do it like in the end of spring or during the summer time. Now, when that hen, I'm told, start to sit on the egg, her body temperature goes to a certain degree that will actually cause development within that egg. Are you listening? Are you tracking? And there's a time, I don't know how long, we actually did it in school. We put it in what they call an incubator. But I can't recall biology teacher ever. I don't recall a chick ever come out of them. Probably because that egg wasn't fertilized or didn't have a rooster. The hen has to have a rooster because the rooster has to do his thing. So that, you know, that egg can germinate. But the hen would hover over those eggs. That's what the Greek says about the Holy Spirit moving. He hovered over. He hovered over. He hovered. He moved over it. Now, when you hear that terminology, think this: anointing. Anointing. That means he released an anointing, his anointing, over the whole earth. Are you tracking? That's a pattern. It tells us God created the heaven and the earth. Then it gives us detailed instruction how he did it. He saw darkness upon the face of the water, but he didn't call for darkness. He didn't call for it. He already had it. Darkness was already there. Why call for something that you don't want when you got the power to change it? God is a faith God. All you have to do is release faith, words of faith. Now the Holy Spirit was hovering. Everybody remember that? He was hovering over there, but nothing was changing. Nothing was changing. Why? Good question, isn't it? Why? Why nothing was changing? God, can't you see that it's dark out there? And the Holy Spirit is hovering over this earth and there's darkness? Why isn't something changing? You ever ask God why things aren't changing? Well, let's look at this situation. Nothing is changing until God said something. And the Bible said, and God said, get a hold of it, and God said, let there be light. Wait a minute. It was darkness.
Yeah.
Why would God call for light? Because that's what he desired. The scripture says in God is no darkness at all. God is light. He can't bring something out of him that doesn't exist inside of him. So poverty cannot be from God, because if God brought poverty out, then poverty has to be in him. And poverty was a part of the curse of the law. That's darkness. So poverty can't be God's will, because it's not even his DNA. It's not his nature. So where did he go to get poverty? He didn't get it. God has absolutely nothing to do with insufficiency. He's a God of abundance. So when God says abundance, he's only revealing to us what he has inside of him. It's amazing how God actually revealed to us in the Old Testament his character through his name. That's why I say when you have God in you, you have El Shaddai in you.
Yeah.
El Shaddai means more than enough. So you can say, I have more than enough. If someone says, how you doing? You say, I got more than enough. They would immediately think in the natural, which that's cool. Because the spirit does affect your natural circumstances. The spirit world, the kingdom of God, controls what's going to go on in the physical world.
Yeah.
What's going on in Ukraine is a result of what's going on in the kingdom of darkness. If there was no kingdom of darkness to influence a human being on the earth, you wouldn't have what's going on in Ukraine. Oh, you listen to me. The thief cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So everything bad, you got to point it to the author of it.
Amen.
The devil. Satan is behind that.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by love. You have a good week.